Dreamscape presents Kingdom Ninja, A Warrior's Guide to Physical, Mental, and Spiritual Health by Daniel Gill. Narrated by the author.
Introduction. The starting chime rang and we both exploded, flying up the steps as fast as we could. Austin Gray had faster technique, or springs in his legs, and pulled out way ahead, and for a moment I panicked. This was the final race of the Power Tower playoffs. The winner would be crowned the American Ninja Warrior Champion of 2020. So this was the worst time imaginable to fall behind. But it's ingrained in me that nothing's ever over until it's completely over. So once I got to the top of the steps, I ignored the panic and just focused on moving my body faster. I immediately erased Austin's lead as I slid down the fire pole. Now we were dead even, and we stayed neck and neck through each obstacle, straining our bodies to gain even a millimeter of an advantage. On the final obstacle, I muscled my way through the falling shelf quicker than I ever had before, shot through the air past Austin, and hit the buzzer. My first thought was, it's over. I don't have to run any more courses today. And then it hit me. I've just won this season. I finally did it. I am an American Ninja Warrior champion. Waves of joy and gratitude washed over me. The sense of accomplishment felt surreal, almost as if I were in a dream. The days, weeks, months, and years of training had finally paid off. We'd filmed that day for 12 hours. I was exhausted physically and emotionally, and I was ready for bed. We had run multiple courses and Power Tower races and filmed interviews, B-roll footage, and hero shots. My body was at its limits, but I had just accomplished a dream I had been working toward for years. After descending the tower, I looked around at the Tacoma Dome where we had filmed that entire season. It was completely empty except for a few remaining crew who were already hard at work tearing everything down. There was no audience that season due to the COVID pandemic. Not even my wife, Abby, or my family were able to attend because of the restrictions in place. It was just me and a few other people in that huge domed stadium. I took some photos, FaceTimed Abby, thanked several producers, and then picked up my trophy and walked a few blocks back to my hotel room. It was a day I will never forget. With my entire family back home in Houston, I was in a hotel room alone. But even as tired as I was, I couldn't fall asleep. My mind was...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?